USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're not exactly going to Mars yet, but human travels into space are happening fast and furious lately. Now, four astronauts are ascending into space as part of the fifth crewed mission by SpaceX. The Crew 3 mission launching late Wednesday. It's set to begin a six-month science and research mission, a collaboration between NASA and SpaceX to keep the International Space Station staffed. The young and the restless actor Jerry Douglas has died. He was 88. Douglas appeared in the soap opera in almost 900 episodes. He played the character John Abbott. TMZ's reporting that he passed away after a brief illness. Investors very concerned about soaring inflation. It had Wall Street indexes all lower in Wednesday trading. In fact, the NASDAQ lost 256 points. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Some economic news that hits pretty close to home. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
The cost of any bill going up is alarming.
I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. joining 80 other nations in an international cybersecurity partnership. VP Kamala Harris making the announcement after a meeting with the French president. The Paris call for trust and security in cyberspace hopes to bring more stability to the internet in a time when ransomware attacks are running rampant. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State. So we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. Uber is being sued by the Department of Justice after the company allegedly charged disabled passengers extra what's called wait time fees. The Justice Department saying in a statement that Uber first began violating the Americans with Disabilities Act back in 2016, charging those fees in target markets. But now they say it does it nationwide. Unspecified damages being sought for people who were, quote, subjected to illegal wait time fees, with the Justice Department now also asking the court to order Uber to modify its policies going forward. 95 days. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.